This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have back in the studio Dr. Lisa Soto, Executive Director of the Marine Resources Council, and our special guest, Wayne Mills. He is the past chair of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, which has been engaged in similar long-term efforts in the Chesapeake Bay region. Now, last week we had Lisa in here telling us about the American Assembly, which happened this past weekend, where over 100 stakeholders in the Indian River Lagoon met, and their idea was to come up with solutions, suggestions, what we can best do to help our sickly lagoon. So we'll start out with you, Wayne. Can you tell us, what do you think is the best outcome of this entire endeavor?
Well, I was thrilled to participate with the 100 or so folks that signed up for the assembly. And as I think back upon it over the last couple of days, I think the delegates performed a role somewhat analogous to Paul Revere in the early days here when he provided a very important warning. The difference is today he was warning of an impending crisis, and we're living in the middle of one. By that I mean the assembly focused on the threats to our natural world and indeed our individual health because of excess nitrogen, phosphorus, toxics, and improper treatment of septic tanks, stormwater, et cetera.
So this is a perfect opportunity for the public to become involved and to learn from all of the efforts that you've put into helping save the Chesapeake Bay.
We were founded in 1967. That's 47 years ago. There are a lot of steps along the way, pretty steep learning curve. It remains that way. I've been more than happy to share those experiences with Lisa at MRC, and we're happy to do that at the forum that they're going to hold on Front Street here on May 29th.
So, Lisa, what do you see as the outcome of the assembly?
Oh, it was amazing. It was an amazing thing to participate in and to get to help get the right people in the room. There was a steering committee that people were excited and very highly motivated and willing to work hard to reach consensus on what were the top 10 key items. After 2.5 days of discourse, there were 110 actions that were put together. And then we spent the second day really whittling it down to the top 10. So we'll be releasing those top 10 very shortly, but they're generally addressing septic tank issues and stormwater management priorities, residential landscaping actions, and really try to reduce the sources of nutrients that are reaching the lagoon. Well, one of the things that everybody agreed at the assembly that was an important piece was the Chesapeake Bay Foundation has always created a report card where they reported back the challenges and successes that they were having protecting the Chesapeake Bay to the public. All of these are indicators of health for our system, and this is where we are, and they would grade themselves realistically on that. And I think that's a piece that's missing here, that we need to be reporting back regularly to our public about the successes and failures that we're having protecting our system.
In light of that, there will be an Indian River Lagoon update. It is sponsored by the Marine Resources Council, Preserve Brevard, the Turtle Coast Sierra Club, and the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. They will be hosting an event on Thursday, May 29th at 6:30 p.m. at the Front Street Civic Center. Doors will open at 6, 2205 Front Street in downtown Melbourne, and it's a free program. Wayne Mills will be there speaking, and Dr. Lisa Soto, and they'll be talking about the outcomes of the American Assembly. So once again, this is a free event. It happens on Thursday, May 29th, Front Street Civic Center. And if you would like more information, you can go to mrcirl.org or scpaflorida.com. I want to thank you both so much for coming in, and thank you for all your efforts in regards for our lagoon.
Thank you, Terry, and thanks to FIT for all your support on the Assembly.